For to you is born this day a Savior, Christ the Lord. Let's stand together and sing from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 52, verses 7 to 10. That's found on page 523 of your pew Bible. Isaiah 52, beginning at verse 7. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, your God reigns. Listen, you watchmen, lift up your voices. Together they shout for joy. When the Lord returns to Zion, they will see it with their own eyes. Burst into songs of joy together, you ruins of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord will lay bare his holy arm in the sight of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth will see the salvation of our God. The word of the Lord.
Reading is found on page 846 in the Red Pew Bible, and it is Hebrews 1, verses 1 to 4. In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom he made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven. So he became as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is superior to theirs. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. John. Our gospel reading is found in John's Gospel, chapter 1, beginning at verse 1 and ending at verse 14. This is found on page 750 of the Pew Bible. John 1, beginning verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet, to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. The Gospel of Christ. Gracious Father, you are present with us. We ask that you, through your Holy Spirit, be active among us, in our hearts and in our minds, and in these words of mine, that they might point us all to the living word, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, this morning we have John's Christmas story. And John's Christmas story is much less wordy than anyone else's. of the four Gospels, John's Christmas story is actually just simply one sentence. verse 14 of John 1. And he just simply says this, that the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. That's it. Whereas Matthew starts with Herod and gives us John the Baptist and the announcement to Elizabeth and then the announcement to Mary, and there's a whole... John just starts at the very beginning of all things and says there was the Word. And John is just really amazing at taking very simple concepts and images and doing very, very profound and deep things with them. And in this passage, there's sort of two dominant images that we have. We have the Word and we have the light. The Word was made flesh, and that Word was the light of all people who come into the world. Word and light. Word, Jesus is making sense of everything. That's what the Greek concept is really all about. They had this understanding that words are something really actually quite profound. Through the word that I speak, I actually grab a hold of reality and can somehow have it in my words, and I can communicate it to you, and you can get it too. So when John says the word, in the beginning was the word, and Jesus is the word, he's saying Jesus is making sense of everything. And also he says he is the light. He chases away the darkness. And both of those things combine to basically say Jesus is the truth and shows us the truth. See, John tells us here in our passage that not only have we seen the light in Jesus coming into the world, invading our reality, but he also says that the light of Jesus cannot be overcome. John is saying that if we believe in Jesus, the light of Jesus can transform our darkness. In Jesus, God is present to us, even in the face of great darkness, and even in the face of unspeakable evil. And when we trust in God and God's saving grace to us that comes through Jesus, God's presence with us in the middle of our broken world will begin to change us and to change our world and the darkness that is all around us. Do you believe? John says in verse 12 of our reading this morning that to those who believe in him, Jesus gives light to become God's children. As we confess and learn to live in the light of Jesus Christ, and as we learn to see everything by this light and to submit to the word that has become flesh and dwells with us, we are changed. We become God's children. Amanda Hyben is an American poet, and she has this poem, Let Us Believe, and here's how I think she puts this. She says this, "Brighter still is this, the knowledge that I have placed your love like a smooth stone seed in my heart, and there it pulses and stirs in a hope-hallowed place deep in dark soil cradled. We have not come so far, this far, for nothing. We have come that we might be changed. And let us believe that in time we will come to love our bright and curving world without inclining towards fear. For I have come to believe in this bright truth. Quietly from the core we change, and quietly from the core we love." You see, in Jesus, God calls us to be transformed so that we can go out into the world bearing the light of Christ. Our transformation begins in God's grace and mercy. It develops through our belief in God's Son, Jesus Christ. And our transformation is complete when we have learned to love others in the same way that Jesus loves. Last night we sang, "O Little Town of Bethlehem," and these words from this verse have just been ringing through my head ever since we sang it. I think it has profound truth. It says this, how silently the wondrous gift is given. A love imparts to human hearts the blessings of God's heaven. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. Quietly, from the core, dear friends, let us grow in faith and love. Openly, dear brothers and sisters, as God's children, let us share the light and love of Christ that is the good news this Christmas day.